You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95BFM.
Morena, how
what
are you?
Is up 2020.
Happy new decade.
That is the energy of this year,
isn't
it?
That's
the vibe you're setting for 2020.
Hype man hours.
Big decade energy.
Big decade energy. There we go. How's it going?
Bloody cracking.
Got a coffee in your hand, got some news on your mind.
Absolutely.
What's been going on in the big bad world?
Folks, realistically, it's the 8th of Jan.
Yep.
People are still kind of stretching their arms, wiping the sleep out of their eyes.
Yep.
There's a lot happening in places that aren't NZ, that's for sure.
Mm. It is all
going. There's not tons happening in NZ, or is there? There is.
In the media landscape right now, for me, based on my Google searches of the last 45 minutes.
It's funny how it all kind of just shuts down, isn't it?
I want to talk about ScoMo. I want to talk about that human skid mark of a man.
Oi.
Aussie PM Scotty Morrison.
That is what
his
name sounds like, ScoMo.
It's not a coincidence.
No. It is very
people accurate. Grow into their names a little bit, and I think Scott Morrison with a name so phonically similar to Skidmark is the personification of this effect.
Yes.
I hope so, everyone's eating their breakfast.
Just put your toast to one side, guys, for the next, 10 mins, and tune in.
Hey, if you have just been stoned for the last 3 weeks, which I would not begrudge you, it's summer, you do what you want with your life. The Australian Prime Minister, Scotty Morrison, is just having his ass handed to him.
Yep.
For basically doing the very worst thing possible at every turn of the Australian fires that are happening at the moment. He buggered off to Hawaii a month after they started for a little holiday.
Oh, fair enough.
Not the best. This is after...
Oh, no, just the country's on fire. I'm the Prime Minister, I'm just going to leave.
This is the dude, potentially most famed before he became PM in Australia for bringing a piece of coal into Parliament, saying, see, it's not so scary. Just a true...
I forgot he did that.
A true dumb shit.
I actually feel sick.
So anyway, a landmass the size of Ireland is burning down, people are losing their lives, their houses, their livelihoods, and bloody ScoMo is enemy number one, and his response to it on, I think it was the 3rd of Jan, was to release this ad... which he promoted on Facebook. You guys seen this?
I haven't actually.
So the Australian Liberal Party is his party. They're the ruling coalition party in Australia. And they were like, oh, you know what's going to fix this? A bloody Facebook ad. So they just got a bunch of stock images.
Get the youths on side,
It was it's just the most tone-deaf, insane manoeuvre. And as soon as they put it out, everyone was like, what in God's name possessed you to think that this was a good idea?
1984 nonsense.
There'll be a target on his head at the moment for sure, just walking around. The fireys are furious. So anyway, they put this ad out, which was authorised by Scott Morrison, and it's him shaking hands of people who don't want to have their hands shaken by Scott Morrison.
Oh, no,
and,
I have seen this.
It's very funny. The water bombers dropping the water and stuff, and all these stats about what they've done so far. We've, contributed X millions of dollars, years too late to try and fix this problem, rah, rah, rah. And not only was it like incredibly tone deaf and politically idiotic and everyone hates it, but it's also fallen afoul of these rules that the Australian Defence Association has, which is that you're not allowed to use the Australian Defence Force in any political advertising, which is a good rule.
It is a great rule. I didn't know that it was a rule.
So does he not get in trouble for that?
Well, probably not, because, people don't get in trouble for anything these days.
Why does that not happen?
There were some pretty good quotes from Neil James, the executive director of the Australian Defence Force Association. He said, this is a clear breach of the non-partisanship convention applying to both the ADF, that's the Australian Defence Force, and Ministers MP. It's simple. You don't use the Defence Force for political party advantage. And he went on to say that.
That's some dictatorship stuff.
Exactly. He said that the Liberals are milking ADF support to civil agencies fighting bushfires. They're doing the wrong thing in every possible way.
Can I take a small detour here? Speaking of the fireys and people who've got it out for Scott Morrison, have you seen this video of the fireman yelling at the cameraman?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to play
that. It's Paul. He got fired, apparently.
Oh, no!
I don't know if that's true.
You from the media, tell the Prime Minister to go and get from Nelligan.
From Nelligan.
Are you from the media?
Are you from the media?
The call to arms that awaken every single person in the world in 2020.
If you haven't seen that video as well, it's fantastic. It's literally a fire truck rolling past and this guy out the window. Are you from the media?
He's so good. There's Paul. He's an absolute legend. The rumour on the street is that he got fired because of the outburst. This is a legend who's part of the Volunteer Rural Fire Service in Australia, who was just absolutely devastated. He'd already lost 8 houses in his community.
Surely
seconds after he made those comments to the camera, he like collapsed on the ground.
That's really sad.
No,
yeah, the whole thing's pretty sad. Yeah.
And the thing I find really remarkable is how this is all volunteer efforts.
Yeah.
These are volunteer fire services.
You know who's bloody out there? Tony Abbott. Sensational flaming dickhead, but to his credit, he has been fighting these fires for months, and he's been like hiding away from all the media. He doesn't want any cameras seeing him doing it, but he's been out there with a hose. So
good on you, Tony.
Well done,
don't
Scott
like
Morrison.
Like, well done for
out
doing
there
that.
With a hose doesn't quite like quantify, you know.
He's doing the do.
It's a bit more than that, isn't it?
Not really.
Well,
if you
that's
see
all
what they're
you
doing,
can do at the moment. Yeah.
They're doing the best they can. But so yeah, I mean, here's to you, Scott Morrison. You somehow made Australia's previously most villainous prime minister
look halfway decent.
Legend. In other media news on the Australian wildfires, there's. I was going to say a swear word there. There's tomfoolery afoot. There's an Australian researcher from the Queensland University of Technology. He's a senior lecturer and he's been analysing some Twitters. And hey, guess what? It turns out there's a big Twitter bot army network that is hijacking arson emergency and basically just creating this false narrative that arson is the predominant factor of these fires rather than climate change.
Is that politically driven
Well, that's the suspicion. It's sort of impossible to say definitively.
Yeah.
Because it's all quite shrouded in mystery. These Twitter accounts, we don't know who they are exactly. It's probably just a few people who were being funded by alt-writers.
Yeah.
I said it.
I mean, you're probably right.
What's the alternative? Just that someone made it up for fun? Probably not.
I don't think people do Twitter bot armies for fun.
So.
Well, maybe some people do. Sad people.
You know what else is happening? Because I noticed you guys don't have the news at the moment, which is great for tunes. But I was like, what's going on out there?
It's because they've got a holiday. They're allowed to have a holiday. They
Absolutely.
Work very hard at university all year, and they're allowed to have a little break.
So, fair enough. Fair enough. So in other media and newsy and political machinations where it all combines, Iran's really kicking off at the moment because the US president ordered an assassination of the second most powerful man in Iran. General Soleimani, and off the back of that, I mean, people talking about World War III, it's not a good thing. And it's so weird for me to be old enough, because I'm 32, to remember like last time they started kicking stuff up in the Middle East before the Iraq and Afghanistan invasions in 2003. And it's like really familiar language is coming back in the news media and it's really freaking me out, and we all need to kind of push back. The thing that was terrifying me is I was reading and listening to a lot of American news, and they were talking about how the American army could definitely like whip Iran's ass, but it would cost them quite a lot. You know, there'd be a lot of lives lost, a lot of treasure lost. I was like, yeah, but should you?
Yeah.
Is it in any way moral or ethical to even, you know,
consider
get into that foray? It's so effed. And it just highlights the fact of why Trump needs to be removed as quickly as possible. Because stuff's getting pretty dangerous now.
It certainly is.
Hey,
so that's all good news, obviously.
Yeah, that's all the good news.
Things that's happening out there.
There was, I just want to give you a heads up. There was a story floating around that there's a Cambridge Analytica link to the New Zealand 2017 election.
Someone just texted it.
Don't even read that. It's nothing.
Really?
There's a big list of potential clients that they had around that period, 2017. The New Zealand National Party appears there. The National Party have come out and said that they never engaged them or talked to them. And frankly, I believe them. So there's no there with that. Mm. Just so you know, so
Not
you don't
enough,
need to read that.
Backup evidence.
Exactly.
Mm, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, here's a cool thing I was reading, though.
Yeah.
There was an article in the newsroom about the 2020 election and social media rules, and it turns out...
So this is for us, for New Zealand.
For New Zealand. Yep. So Twitter has banned promoting any political tweets on there. Facebook have gone the other way and gone, you can say whatever you want, we're not even going to vet the accuracy
of the
claims.
Neither of those things are very good, really, are they? There's got to be some happy medium.
I would rather Twitter's approach.
But I still think that it becomes sticky very quickly.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. I think you start to... You, where is the line between what is political in terms of like an election campaign and what is, you know, what you normally see on Twitter, which is all sorts of political stuff that's not necessarily for an election campaign.
Totally true. But what Twitter is saying, this is important, is that they're not going to do the paid promote. You can say whatever you want on Twitter.
Okay,
it's just the ads bit. They're boosting it.
Well, that's maybe not too bad.
Yeah. Facebook, as I say, have gone the other way with it. Facebook, in response to all the flack they got because they went, we'll take your money and we won't even vet the claims that are being made by political parties and politicians.
Yeah.
They started this interesting bit of the ad platform where if you're a political party, you can voluntarily sign up and it's very transparent. You can see how much people are spending, what the ads are, who they're reaching, when they were posted.
Right.
It's a voluntary thing. And interestingly, in New Zealand, only the Greens and ACT have signed up to it.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Keeping their eye on things.
Yeah. So I think that would be maybe a cool thing to push the parties to go on to for 2020. Transparency seems like a good
thing. I don't
know
why, but for me, just the idea of political parties having ads in general, sponsored or not sponsored, or paid for or not paid for, on Facebook just seems so bizarre.
Yeah. I guess it's always been the way, but now we've got this kind of strange curated feed that's way more curated than we think it is and has all sorts of forces driving it. It is kind of weird to be like, why am I seeing what I'm seeing and who decided that for me?
If the political parties couldn't get ads at the moment, though, we'd have no idea what anyone was for or against. Trying to compete with Netflix at the moment? Too tricky.
Too hard.
I hope to update you all soon on the 3 sell-off from MediaWorks and the RNZ TVNZ mergers.
The great media standoffs of New Zealand.
Nothing.
Everyone, this is
quiet.
I was explaining to an English friend of mine who's spending her first summer in New Zealand. She was like, what happens over Christmas time? I was like, nothing. Literally 3 weeks to a month, the whole country just shuts down, and it's great, but if you're not from here, it will feel very weird.
Our hemisphere does it right. Summer, Christmas, New Year's, bang it all together.
Smash it all together. Hey, thank you very much, Tim Batt. Lovely to have you back.
Lovely to be here.
Oh, hello. There is no sound playing out of that channel there. I will sort out what that is. So you can just imagine Tim's sting.
Can I do my own one?
Yeah, you do your own one.
I'll do my own one today.
Hit us.
Are you with the media?
Nelligan. All right, we're going to play Logic 1000. We played one track by Logic 1000 at the start of the show. This is the second one that she has released. All the proceeds are going towards the bushfire charities that are obviously working to stop the bushfires. And there are a whole lot of fantastic electronic artists from Australia who are doing the same thing. They've released a whole bunch of previously unreleased tracks. Morgrab, you've got Lou Karsh, you've got DJ Plead, Cop Envy, Escape Artist, Logic 1000, Barking, and By Iota as well. Iota. And you can find all of those on their various Bandcamp pages. And it's a great way to support some artists you like and support also fantastic and incredibly voluntary work that's happening in Australia. This is called My Choice. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. We're here until 10 o'clock. If you'd like to get in touch, toku pātui mai, rimatoru iwa rima, 5395 is the text number. Waiamai nei, 309-3879 if you'd like to chat to us on the phone. Thank you. This is Logic 1000 with My Choice. Second Logic 1000 track we've played today. Both of them have been Australian bushfire relief tracks, which means that all the proceeds from the Bandcamp sales of these songs are going towards charities that are helping fight the bushfires in Australia. There's also a whole bunch of other great people who are doing the same thing. There's a very good article on Resident Advisor that lists a whole bunch of them as well, so you can have a Google of that. But if you want to get those Logic 1000 ones, it is logic1000numerical.bandcamp.com, and they're great tracks as well, so it is a win-win situation all round and a great way to support what is going on across the ditch.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.